This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. These are some comments about the horrific incident that took place in London, 8th of Ramadan 1438, 3rd of June 2017. In the beginning, needless to reconfirm that Islam is against any act of killing innocent people wherever they are. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, من أجل ذلك كتبنا على بني إسرائيل أنه من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. I think everyone knows this verse because it has been quoted by all Muslim groups that anyone who kills an innocent person as if he killed the entire humanity. Islam is clear about it. Islam is against any kind of killing innocent people. In fact, there is a huge problem. Condemnation has been misused. Muslims were to be made to accept the blame and they have to apologize for everything. And they are asked now to reform their religion, to change their religion, because their religion or their way of life is to be blamed. We have to make sure that we don't fall into this trap. Changing the religion will not help the situation. Changing the religion is not the solution. Actually, it is the problem, because the wrong people will try to change the religion. In fact, those who commit illegal atrocities, they use the religion because they have changed the religion. So that's why we need to stick to the original religion, to the original teachings of Islam. Islam is the solution, is not the problem itself. Islam is the solution for our problems, for all problems. In fact, my dear respected brothers and sisters, Islam is in favor of protecting the national security. And that's why when the Prophet ﷺ was sent to Medina, although there were some key ideological differences between him and the rest of the community, the Prophet ﷺ was so keen to protect the national security of Mecca from within. That's why he was against any physical attack that takes place from within. And jihad was not promoted at that period because of the need to protect the national security of the Meccan people from within. Moreover, when the Prophet ﷺ migrated to Medina, the first declarations of the Prophet ﷺ was, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ أَفْشُوا السَّلَامِ وَأَطْعِمُوا الطَّعَامِ وَصَلُّوا بِالْلَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ. O people, spread salam. The Prophet ﷺ addressed all people, Muslims and non-Muslims, to spread salam. Salam is assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, is the message of peace, and it gives a peaceful impression by everyone. In fact, it is a symbolic representation of a peaceful coexistence, or what we call as the social contract between Muslims and non-Muslims in any place, in any city. In fact, terrorism became a very sophisticated phenomenon. It is an outcome of number of reasons, domestic reasons, national reasons, and international factors as well. In many cases, we ignore considering the international factors in pushing towards domestic and national terrorism. There are a number of reasons: political reasons, ideological reasons, educational reasons, social reasons. It is an oversimplification of the phenomena just to say, well, it is the product of ideological reasons. No, it is also a simplification of the phenomena to say that it is a result of foreign policy. No, we need to remember that there are number of reasons that contributed towards this phenomena. In fact, there is an important factor that has been neglected. Violence has been made to become an entertainment, has been made into a commercial project. Violence became promoted, or violence is promoted now in films, in music, in games. Children play games that are based on violence. And as a result of this, to be honest with you, it is beyond the ability of a single group, or even a single government, actually, because it became an international phenomena. And that's why, let us not oversimplify the solutions. It needs cooperation from all components of the society. It is very unfortunate that while there are people suffering, whether nationally or internationally, there are so many groups that commercialize on terrorism, making benefits and interest out of terrorism. We have to be honest with ourselves. We really need to solve the problem rather than benefiting from the problem. So, pointing fingers towards single groups or single communities or even single governments will not solve the problem. We have to be honest with ourselves. Alienating certain groups or certain components of the society will add to the problem rather than solving it. What we need now actually is an open and honest debate between all components of the society. In fact, all components of the whole world. If we are honest in solving the problem of terrorism, irrespective of its source. As a Muslim, as a human being, as a British citizen, as a person living in this place of the world, I would like to pass a message to my fellow citizens that losing relatives is so hard. I have experienced it myself, and we Muslims have experienced the loss of innocent Muslims all over the world. It is so hard. It causes a lot of pain and grief. So we understand how he or she feels. We understand what does it mean to lose a beloved one to you. I understand it. I am sure that many of you understand. We sympathize with those who experience these losses. Those who lost their children, their family members, their maybe parents, their wives, their husbands. We have also to remember that we will be tested. Allah Jalla wa Ala created this life as a test. Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned this in number of verses. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned this across the Quran. So we should expect to be tested. Allah Jalla wa Ala wants to see who will remain firm on his deen and who will be on the edge of leaving his deen. So we need to remain firm on our deen despite of the various tests that we go through.
However, we need to move forward now. And I would like to say to all communities, irrespective of our differences, as maybe Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, whatever, that if we are divided, we have our differences, we have major differences, but if we are divided over national security, then it will be catastrophic for all of us. We have to cooperate together in order to maintain the national security. Otherwise, if the national security was jeopardized, then all of us will suffer. Not a single community, and we will be living in a catastrophic situation that we will all regret. Finally, despite the pain that we all feel because of the losses here or the losses elsewhere, we have to work together to have peaceful coexistence, otherwise we will all suffer. In fact, our Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, gave us a very good example of different people living together. He gave us the example of the boat. Different people are boarding the boat. Different people want different things. If we do not stop evil people from harming others, then we will all sink. A very beautiful example was given to us by our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him. Let us remember that example. Let us work together despite of our differences in order for this boat to continue sailing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.